Hi, this is Martin Kessler from NPR's Only a Game. Which games you see when you watch the Olympics depends on where you're watching the games. For viewers here in the U.S., NBC presented lots of coverage of sports in which the home team excels and was criticized by some for doing so. Bill Littlefield, who was on vacation in Europe during some of the recently concluded Olympics, found what seemed to him an exotic alternative.
While you were watching swimmers or the folks playing basketball, the former sleek as porpoises, the latter mostly tall, or runners, jumpers, or the gymnasts hauling in the gold, I found myself abroad in places left a little cold by those pursuits pursued by our much-celebrated sorts, and where I was, the people followed very different sports. It seemed that every time I passed a glowing TV screen while I was on vacation, there was nothing to be seen but handball. It's a team game, and it's popular in France, and Denmark's excellent as well, and Poland's in the dance, as is their neighbor Germany, nor is that list complete, but those four were the best among the men, and it was neat to watch them thump each other. It was nothing short of grand, although what they were up to I could not quite understand. They didn't have to dribble, though at times they bounced the ball. They grabbed each other quite a lot, and sometimes they would fall while trying hard to throw the ball into a guarded net where stood a quite unpadded goalie. It's a certain bet that goalies in this sport endure lives likely to be rocky, much worse than soccer goalies or the goalies who play hockey. The women representing France are handball hotshots too, or more precisely runners-up, as they were number two to mighty Mother Russia. The Norwegians and the Dutch were only slightly not as good, and that by not so much. They played the same aggressive game the men had undertaken, and when the clock ran out, they were unbowed, if somewhat shaken. Team handball is a game of skill and stamina. It's hot. But did you see it on TV? I'm guessing you did not, unless you were, like me, away from hearth as well as home. But if, when the Olympics happen, you should chance to roam, you may learn of a game that TV here would never dream of showing you because the U.S. didn't send a team.
Hear more from Only a Game on this weekend's show. We've got the story of a first-year teacher who got famous for putting up a poster in his classroom about Kevin Durant. Plus, a couple that won't sell their mini golf course, not even for $1 million. And you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR.